of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. Our guest today is Clint Richardson. He has three websites, realityblogger.wordpress.com, clint4p.com, and thecorporationnation.com. We will take calls when we open the phone lines, but please wait until we do that. Okay, so we were talking about the Department of Justice, which was created in 1870, and that this was basically, as you say, part of the Reconstruction following the so-called Civil War, and that this is part of the executive branch, and the Supreme Court functions under the Department of Justice, which basically is under the president then.
The only thing that I could not find in the Department of Justice was a listing for the Supreme Court. Now, it might still be officially and technically a third branch of government in itself, but everything else is under the Department of Justice. The problem is, if the Supreme Court is still a separate and independent branch, and remember, the term independent has a very legal meaning, and when we're talking about political independence, there really is no such thing in a government such as this, because really the president is the dictator. So what happens in the Supreme Court, and this kind of brings it full circle, if it is still independent, it's kind of like the Federal Reserve Board. Who appoints the board of directors for the Federal Reserve? The president. They are then approved by the Senate. Okay, well, who appoints the justices, the Department of Justice, the justices of the Supreme Court? Who appoints those? The president. They are then confirmed by the Senate. Who wrote Obamacare? Well, technically, it was probably ALEC, the corporations. But who passed Obamacare? Both the House and the Senate, the very people who approved and put in these justices, these barred attorneys of the Bar Association, they put in these Supreme Court justices. So these people, do you think that a bill called Obamacare that is going to actually turn the people who are now 14th Amendment persons into constitutors or debtors to the insurance scheme? In other words, we are all going to be forced to get a certain insurance, and therefore we're basically in debt to the insurance agencies, which are owned by government, of course, through stock investment. Do you think that that is not constitutional, remembering that the Constitution is nothing more than a corporate charter? It is reread into the record, as all corporations do with their corporate charters, every 20 years. We all go, yay, because we all think that's patriotic. We all think that the United States is reading that every 20 years into the record because we love our freedom. But no, that's a corporate charter. They're rereading it for the record to remain a corporation. It's really right. Simple. This is international law. This is contract law. And every single law in the United States as U.S. citizens is contract law. It is not real law. And because it is contract law,
we agree to it.
It's voluntary. It is consensual. And therefore, the only solution, because we always like to bring out solutions when we talk about these things, really the only solution is what you did or other forms of what you did, which is to nullify that consent. And that means no more being a citizen of the United States. But see, the problem is that means no more benefits. Benefits are actually privileges, which are actually rights, because there are no rights when they are politically or governmentally given. So right. Your right is gone.
Yes. Yes. What they give, they can also take away.
Absolutely.
All righty. We do have a break. We will be right back with Clint Richardson.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Clint Richardson. Now, according to state laws, people need to purchase car insurance in order to drive. How would you compare, if you would, Obamacare to car insurance? I mean, isn't it like relinquishing our body to the government?
I would say that that is a very, very well said statement. It is very similar because, you know, it's really what it boils down to is it's based on your Social Security number. And this is all being done through Title 42 of U.S. Code, which is called the public welfare. and so the whole concept here is to ensure that the welfare of the public is insured. And to do that, we're going to pass this universal health care law requiring them all to have insurance, right? So what's the difference? Yeah, what's the difference between car insurance and health insurance? It's insurance in case something happens. And it's also insurance companies sue other insurance companies for claims. So if you cause me damage and I have to use my insurance, then chances are that insurance company is then going to go and sue the other insurance company, and it's going to be just like car insurance. And more importantly, just because you're forced to have car insurance doesn't mean that the government goes in and says, well, we want to ensure the welfare of the people, so we're going to force the insurance companies to pay for everything possible that could happen. Because really, if that was the case, all we would need is car insurance, and it would cover all of our health care. But this is different, you see. And You know, I haven't figured this out yet. Insurance is something I've been trying to look into because I was talking to someone the other day and they like, yeah, I have $1 million policy on my father if he dies and I only pay, you know, $500 a month. And it's a 20-year policy, so he just needs to die within the next, you know, 20 years. And I'm like, well, what does that mean? Because let's take that, for example. In 20 years, the most you would pay on that would be what? At $500 a month. Not very much. Tens of thousands of dollars. So how is it possible that insurance can exist like this? Well, the closest thing that I've come to the conclusion of, and I can't prove it yet, but you know I always have the answers before I can prove them. So the only thing I can think of is that insurance is very much like an insurance trust or insurance. The creation of money through insurance is very much like the creation of money through a loan. Okay, the Federal Reserve says money is created when a loan is made, and therefore I'm assuming that when you sign an insurance contract like that, $1 million is created, and that is what they're actually going and using as an investment.
Sure.
That's my best guess, and right. I still haven't been able to prove that. And so the whole insurance scheme is once again to put the people into debt by creating money, and as government does everywhere else, investing that money without benefiting the people.
Right, because all these people are paying for car insurance, and I mean, when's the last time you had a car accident? And so they use that money. You have, you know, millions of people paying for car insurance, and you know, they just don't have that many accidents. But look at all the money that's generated.
Oh well, and keep in mind, like companies like State Farm, for instance. State Farm is now has like 17, I don't know, some ridiculous number of sub corporations that are all separate from each other. So if one goes down, the others can still exist. They're protected by FDIC because they are a bank. They created their own bank. So therefore, I'm assuming that when they create an insurance policy, they're just going to a bank and creating money. I mean, that's my best guess. I still have to prove this, but that's the route I'm going because, you know, a good example is, you know, when you get a home loan, what's happening? The bank is creating the money and then loaning that money to you. Well, if the bank created that money and then gave that money away, the bank's at a zero balance. So everything that you're paying on your loan, your principal and your interest, wait a minute. The bank was never it's always been at a zero balance. The bank created the money, gave it away. Why are we paying a principal if we, the people, created the money through the middleman, the bank? You see what I'm saying? It's
sure.
The whole system is set up to put people in debt. And again, the definition of a constitution is a debt contract. A constitutor is a debtor, and a constituent is someone who gives their authority to the debtee, the person that is putting them in debt. We are so fooled. You know, there's a great thing in the Bible, and you know, you either appreciate the Bible because you believe in God, or you appreciate it because it's a bunch of really great stories and advice. Either way, when the Bible says that my people suffer and are being killed because of their lack of knowledge, that applies to you, because as people, well, maybe not you, Deanna, but as people and everybody listening, you are dead. You are not a man anymore because you're a person. And so literally that quote in the Bible, and I'm sorry, I can't think of it off the top of my head, my people are being killed for lack of knowledge. You're literally killing yourself the second you're born and become a person of the United States. What a perfect way to acknowledge what the Bible is actually saying there. Because of your lack of knowledge that you're contractually obligated to the United States and that your residence is established in the Washington, D.C., the city of Columbia, just like the city of London or the city of the Vatican, Vatican City, you are contractually a resident in that city. All your votes for president go to that city. I mean, right. Talk about a lack of knowledge. You don't even know you're in a contract. Wow.
Interesting. Right. You quoted it here, Hosea 4-6, my people perish from a lack of knowledge.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so what is all this rhetoric on the TV about John Roberts and how he was so brilliant and he okayed Obamacare and said it was a tax and all of this stuff? I mean, that's all you hear on these talk shows. Either people are very angry at him because, after all, he is a Republican and supposed to be conservative, or they think he's brilliant. And quite frankly, that's just a big pony show, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Again, who appointed? Do you think these people get appointed into the Supreme Court because the president looks at them and says, who is the fairest of the land? Who can I put on the court because they will rule against me, because they will rule against Congress? They will take my corporate doctrines that I create to fund my investment scheme, and they will deny it because they have due process. No, I mean, come on, people, wake up. There is no judicial system. There is no check and balance because the president has executive privilege. He can deny Congress. As you saw with the Eric Holder case, there is no check and balance. That's the point. So when we're talking about Supreme Court justices, we're not talking about people like you or me who would always rule in the favor of the people. As you say, conservative. Let's break this myth down too, because I think that the media and those who control it, which is government, I think that they laugh at us because we call ourselves conservative. Well, what does conservative mean, folks? What's the definition of conservative? Well, it's a root word. It means to conserve. Are you a patriot? Well, wait a minute. A patriot was the guy who carried a gun and defended his property, literally using his gun to defend his property. The patriots nowadays whine and cry when their guns get taken away. They whine and cry that there's legislation being passed. The American Bar Association has an official stance. So every lawyer in the country, as a Bar Association member, the American Bar Association, are for gun control. They're for automatic weapons being completely banned. They're for gun control. You have to understand this. So these words have been completely taken out of context by the people because we don't know what they mean. If you're conservative, it means you want to conserve the current system. Do you really want to conserve a current system that you have no vote for president? You have no real vote for Congress either, because it's all done on voting machines? You really want to be a conservative? No, because we idolize and worship, although maybe we shouldn't, these founding fathers. Well, let's go do some research. What were the founding fathers? They were liberals. They were liberals. A liberal wants change. A liberal wants something. They want freedom of religion, freedom, all the things that were enumerated, that's what they want. So if you are calling yourselves a conservative, chances are you're a liberal. And here you are, and here the media is, and you're believing it. You're saying, yeah, I hate those liberals. Wait a minute. You are the liberal, and they are the conservative, because they're benefiting from the benefits of government. You see, we've been so conditioned and so dumbed down, and we have such a lack of knowledge, to quote the Bible, that we don't even use words as they are intended. And if you're a patriot and you keep claiming patriotism and then you go and vote for president, are you really a patriot? Because you're lending credibility to this system that completely enslaves you, and you're consenting to being a 14th Amendment person. A patriot cannot be a 14th Amendment citizen.
All righty. We do have a 3-minute break. We will be right back with our guest today, Clint Richardson. Stay tuned.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Our guest today is Clint Richardson. His website is realityblogger.wordpress.com. And I do have a comment from one of our listeners. This is from Mike. He says, 2 years ago, Progressive Insurance Company donated $24 million to Israel, profits that they could have lowered the premiums, but instead they donated it. What are your thoughts on that?
You know what really makes me mad is that, I used to be a sound designer, and Progressive was one of my accounts, so I did several of their commercials. They had a campaign where they had these little gremlins running around and messing things up, and I went in and I did all the sound and made these really cool commercials. And that really makes me mad because I've heard about Progressive. And a lot of these companies, especially insurance, are very much – I'll put it to you this way. If we were to try to boycott Israel, we would have to boycott just about everything in front of – like we wouldn't be able to be talking like we are right now because we'd have to boycott Intel and Apple and Microsoft, and we'd have to basically – all of these little things that we enjoy, we'd have to put them away because all of them, all of these corporations, every store in the mall are all very, very much Israeli-owned companies that actually donate massive amounts to Israel. I mean, for God's sake, the little woman on the Starbucks cup is the mythical I can't remember that story, but you know, Starbucks is one of the main contributors to Israel. So, I mean, not to mention the United States. And I say boycott these companies because they donate to Israel. I did an article really long 3-hour thing that you can listen to called Zionism 101. At the end of that are all these companies that you should boycott. But then you'd have to boycott the United States as a corporation, which I recommend, as we're talking about today, because it's one of the main contributors to Israel because of all these crazy, you know, this guilt money that we give them, because we've been convinced. We don't need to get into that today, obviously, but you know the story there.
Right.
And I'm sure your listeners do after, you know, one of my favorite guests that you have on is this Zion Crime Factory guy. He's fantastic, by the way, so just wanted to let you know.
Indeed. All right, we have another question. Deanna, will you please ask the significance of the fact that Israel is always named as the State of Israel, but never, ever the nation of Israel? What do you think the significance of that is?
You know, in legal terms, state and nation are virtually identical, but a state, remember, a state, just like all of the territory in America or North America, the boundary of the United States, all of that territory is United States territory. The states within, or the states that are like basically like cookie cutters that have been placed upon there as these artificial corporate structures, government, an artificial corporate structure. It's not real, except that we give it, we make it real by our consent. And so the state of Israel, state, is always a corporation. It is so basically the same thing. If the people of Israel, or the people of Palestine, I should say, stopped consenting to the rules, which I'm sure they try, but you know, I think that the power structure there and the support that is given from America to Israel, and that, for that matter, every other country. I mean, you talk about Germany. Germany's been occupied since World War II and is forced to give all that money to Israel. So, I mean, yeah, it's a state. A state is a corporate charter, period. It has a constitution. It has a Supreme Court, just like we do. In fact, you know what's funny? Our presidential election is a indirect election. In other words, the people don't elect the president. Russia, who we always demonize, has a direct election. It is a popular vote. They, the people of Russia, vote for president. Who is worse? I mean, so you could make the argument that you don't want a popular vote because 99.999% of voters or citizens are too dumbed down to possibly make a choice. Because and that's obvious because we're all voting for private association members to be our president. So, I mean, and our congressmen, senators, we very seldom go out of the party lines, and we're trained and conditioned to do so. So it is dangerous to have a popular vote as well. But to have what we have compared to a country like Russia, who's completely demonized, and yet they actually elect their president, you know, you got to start thinking about these things. And one of the other things I'd like to get across, you know, like I said, I'm embarrassed, and I publicly state that for the record. I'm embarrassed that I did not know this information about the Electoral College, because really I've been saying, you know, my campaign slogan was, well, if you're going to waste your vote, waste it on Clint, right? Because you are wasting your vote. But I had no idea how much you were actually wasting your vote, because really the only way that I could actually win the presidency would be if I were the one that lobbied the electors. In other words, you remember who were the electors? Well, former and current governors, former and current attorney generals, former and current state legislators and state congressmen. That's who I would have to lobby, give money to, or promise them things in order to become president. And I won't even know who those are until probably after the general election.
Right. All righty. We do have a break. We will be back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Hey, John, you know, we were kind of wondering
what?
That, well, we knew you guys were saving stuff and getting ready for something like
yes.
this.
Yes.
So what I'm trying to say
the answer's no.
Man, I've been your friend for 20 years. We played on the company softball team together.
We simply don't have enough food.
But I'm your friend.
Look, Norbert, I came to you 3 years ago, and you basically called me crazy and walked away.
But...
Sorry.
Bummer.
Folks, they may be rolling their eyes at you now, but they'll be on your front porch when it all hits the fan. So why don't you mosey on over to TexasReady.net and order up a Liberty Seed Bank for you, your shirt-tailed relatives, and all your non-prepping friends. Order your bank at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357. TexasReady.net. Are you Texas ready?
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Today is Clint Richardson, and let's go ahead and open the phone lines at 800-313-9443.
Hey, Clint,
huh?
I actually have an answer for the gentleman or lady who just asked about the state of Israel.
Okay.
Sorry to interrupt, but I wanted to make sure people know that whenever they have a question like this, you must find out what the definition of these words are, the legal definition, and I always start with the dictionary, the law dictionary, that was accepted into Congress as part of the Constitution and accepted by the Supreme Court as the official law dictionary of the United States, because it is the closest definitions to as far as the time that the Constitution was written and the amendments that we're talking about, these were the legal terms that were accepted by Congress. And that's why I go to what's called Bouvier's Law Dictionary of 1856. Bouvier is spelled B-O-U-V-I-E-R apostrophe S. Okay, the term nation is defined as follows. And I want you to listen very carefully to each word, because each word, as in independent, is also a legal term. Independent does not mean what we think. Okay, nations is defined as nations or states are independent bodies. Politic. Remember, politic, again, a legal term. There is no such thing as political independence. So nations or states means that a nation is a state. So the two are synonymous. And it defines that as societies of men united together for the purpose of promoting their mutual safety and advantage by the joint efforts of their combined strength. But when we look further, it says, but every combination of men who govern themselves independently of all others will not be considered a nation. So you got the Palestinians who are basically being put into this pot. A body of pirates, for example, who govern themselves are not a nation. So if you and me and a bunch of other people got together and said, okay, we are an independent group of people, the truer nature of independence, which is natural, not political independence, we would not be considered by the body politic or as a body politic by, say, the United Nations, who calls this a state or a nation. So it goes on, and I highly recommend you can go to, if you search for Bouvier's Law Dictionary, you can see all these definitions. There, people have put it up there because it's so darn important. Bouvier's Law Dictionary of 1856. So now you know, a nation and a state are, when it comes to legal terminology, the old language, the secret language of the law society, are the same thing. So the state is a body politic. It is a corporation.
Wow. And this has happened, I would assume, to a lot of countries.
Well, any government that is recognized as a body politic or a nation or a state, even the independent states are body politics. They're independent sovereign states. So they fall under this definition.
Well, I'm thinking about, you brought up Russia a little bit ago. Would that fall under the same category? Are they a corporation too?
The whole of Earth is a big territory, and that territory has basically fallen under United Nations at this point. But it's a big territory, and at first, there were no claims to that territory. And as nations started to be built or organized, another legal term, because you organize – if you're organized, then you are a corporation. You are incorporated as a body politic, a bunch
right.
of people who get together. So every government on Earth is a corporation, is a nation, a state, a body politic.
Okay.
In order to do that, you have to incorporate. You have to show something – you have to have that fiction, if you will.
Okay. All righty. Let's take a phone call. Let's take Richard in Washington. Richard, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Great, great information, as always. I believe we live in a illusory matrix, and the only way we can get out of that matrix is by understanding Clint's work and Walter Burian, his mentor. The thing that I wanted to comment on was the thing that the Founding Fathers signed was really the perfected Supreme Republican Declaration of the United American Colonies. And what I believe the significance of that was, it made each of us individuals in the United States of America sovereign kings. And because we were sovereign kings, we had the same power as a king of England. And that made us of equal power to the king, even though we still functioned under the crown by way of the Dutch East Indian Corporation. And secondarily, along with that, we were separate states. Each state or each colony was a separate state, which came together as a country. And that was totally rewritten when the Constitution was enumerated. It started out as a letter. It was then brought into legal corporate form when it was enumerated by William Hickey way after, in 1847, I believe, and was totally redrawn and changed in structure. And along with that, I believe that essentially we took out the main part of the Declaration, which was there were no powers of nobility or titles of nobility, and then the lawyers started taking over by using the Constitution.
Yeah, it's my belief that this whole time, basically the United States always was and always has been an extension, a corporation of the main corporation, which is the crown, which is the city of London, basically. When we define these words, again, the crown is the crown, the crown temple, or the old Knights Templar, basically, the city of London, not the queen and king, which is the monarchy but the crown itself. But we also have to define what a colony was, because we were always a colony. A colony is defined by Webster's 1928 dictionary as a company, a legal corporation. Okay, a body of people transplanted from their mother country to a remote province or country to cultivate and inhabit it, and remaining subject to the jurisdiction of the parent state, as the British colonies in America or the Indies, the Spanish colonies in South America. So what my belief is, and again, this is something that I've been trying to prove but just cannot find the proof, is that America, or I should say the United States, was the corporation called the East India Company. A company, a legal corporation, a colony is defined as a company. And therefore, you know, when you look at the East India Company and you see how it worked, it basically was paying people to go out and explore, cultivate, and mine, and, you know, expand the company, expand the crown colony. And that is what I believe we always have been. Now, as far as sovereignty, there's like five different legal things that have to happen for sovereignty. And sovereignty is a word that I think is used incorrectly a lot of the time. What you are saying, sir, is correct, except in my belief, you can never have what we call sovereignty if you are part of a nation, part of a state, part of a corporation, part of a government. Only a God-fearing individual who derives their rights naturally, not from any corporation or government, can possibly be a sovereign. Everyone else has to be a part of the sovereign, which is the government or the queen and king. And, you know, again, if you do the research and you start reading what the intent of the founding fathers was when they established this country, it was to have the natural rights as afforded to all Englishmen as Englishmen. The Declaration of Independence was really just a reminder of that, almost like an appeal to the court of public opinion by declaring the rights that they already were supposed to have, but that the king was getting a little corrupt. You know, the United States was getting the colonies was getting a little corrupt, and they were infringing on those rights. And so they were declaring that they were Englishmen and deserved the rights of the crown, of the king, the divine inspired rights, because basically, I mean, let's face it, the king or queen was always considered an extension of God. So it's I think we've been duped by a lot of the language, words like sovereign, words like colony, words like corporation and lawful and legal. You know, we need to learn these, and that's why I put together this whole thing. And I at the end of this, I'm like, now go back and reread this whole long thing again, because all of a sudden all these words that have now been defined legally, everything changes. When you're reading it, at first it's hard to understand, and then all of a sudden, now that you know the definitions of all these legal terms and everything that you thought in conversational language was actually different in legal language, everything becomes different. And probably my favorite example of that is the word freedom, because freedom in all cases is defined as the right, the legal right, to do whatever you want to do as long as you do not break the law. Okay, so freedom, the concept that we have of freedom is that we can do whatever we want. But the real definition legally of freedom is to obey the law. Freedom is to obey the law. So we have to learn these rules, these words, in their original contents, their original intent, which is the legal definition of them. And that's again, why I spent days putting this together.
Right. All righty. Thank you so much, Richard, for your phone call. Really appreciate it. Let's take Lark in Texas. Lark, welcome to the program.
Well, my goodness, what a tour de force you've delivered today, Clint. I'm so happy that you're on the air today.
Thank you.
I have to say, go ahead.
And an apropos day as well, July 4th. Yeah,
absolutely. It's on such an auspicious day. You know, let's see. Just, well, first of all, I'd like to, I want you to know that I was considering trying to figure out a way to get my $5,000 back that I donated to a PAC for Ron Paul back in 08 so I could turn around and give it to you. But I think you've negated that idea.
Well, I mean, I certainly wouldn't say no, my friend. But yeah, I don't even want people to give me money because there's I can't do anything unless you're going to give me $1 trillion so that I can overshadow these super PACs. You know, I can't do anything because I no longer rely on you, sir, to vote for me because your vote's not going to count. You see. And that's the unfortunateness, and I'm still want people to write me in. But you know what? What's crazy is some states actually, if you write in a candidate, you actually have to write in who you want to be the electors. So if you're going to go write me in, you're also going to be required to write in who you want to be the actual electors of president. The president. So you could actually write yourself in, I guess, as the elector. Your vote still doesn't count, even though you've written me in, and you are actually electing the elector of your state. It's crazy.
Well, I have to admit, I've always thought this entire idea of democracy has been a fraud all along. But just to connect a couple more dots here, I took just a couple of notes. I made note of Plato's Republic.
Mm.
You know, he was a collectivist, just as his student Aristotle was a collectivist. They were also Kabbalists, and Plato, of course, was famed for promoting this thing called the noble lie. And I find it interesting that the Republic was to be called and has been called politeia, as opposed to republic. So when you mention that word policy, and going back to that word insurance, or as the British style it, assurance, it reminds me, too, that when we talk about the London Stock Exchange, it was originally a place for animals to be traded, bought and sold. And then they used negotiable instruments to, in effect, buy and sell and trade people. Why?
Right, because right. So you apply the word chattel because people became chattel as soon as they became citizens or persons.
And what's seldom noted today is when so-called English common law is discussed, it has to be noted that there was such a thing as the Jewish law of shatar, which became part of English common law even prior to the colonization of the Americas by the Europeans, at least as it's popularly propounded in the history books. So the thing to remember is that when we talk about that word corporation, we have to think of also the occult, because remember, Plato was an occultist.
Well, I think we have to define a cult, which is just the forbidden or hidden knowledge.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. He was also called an obscurantist.
I mean, I could consider myself an occultist because I have a deep desire to know every darn thing.
And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but we also have to balance that word corporation with the word or the term of art called the corporeal body.
Yes. Yeah,
and that's
absolutely.
That's what, in effect, was meant when we talk about the Jewish law of shatar, which recognized chattel property in English common law, because that's how human beings were actually regarded, at least from a corporate sense.
And at this point, you know, with the citizenship thing, the person becoming a corporate person, the easiest way, I think, to understand that, if you understand what corporeal means, meaning the physical body, your corporeal body – is basically the surety. Your incorporeal, your soul, is basically just the surety for your corporeal, you know, contract that you've signed. So your body can actually be taken as the surety for this contract. You can be put in jail voluntarily as the surety for your debt. I mean, it's crazy. Only the minds of men could possibly, create this type of thing. And to compare it to the Jewish doctrine, the Jewish Talmud, the Kabbalah. I mean, yeah, you're absolutely correct.
And of course, the stock exchange is really just a betting parlor. And what are people doing when they purchase insurance or assurance? They're hedging their bets. And of course,
yeah, and remember, the stock exchange is a bunch of private corporations that are owned by government through their stock investments. And stock exchange is not a physical thing. It is a bunch of corporations that trade their own stock on their market that they create. I mean, it's not, it's like government. It's not a real thing, you know?
Okay, gentlemen, we do have to go to a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Richardson. His websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com, clintforp.com, and thecorporationnation.com. Okay, let's take Russ in Arizona.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Just fine. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, thank you.
I have a question for Clint. Are you there?
Sure. Absolutely.
Clint, are you familiar with the Act of 1871, which Congress established Washington, D.C., and at the same time converted the United States from a constitutional republic to a corporation?
Absolutely. And, You know, the 1871 Act was actually the second act. The act, if I'm not mistaken, the Act of 1801 was the first act that created Washington, D.C. as several districts. And then in 1871, the Act of 1871 actually transformed or morphed those districts into one district, one state, basically. And so, yeah, I'm very familiar with it. I recommend looking at the Act of – I believe it's the Act of 1801. It could be 1810. I'm doing it off the top of my head. But interestingly, I believe at the same time the Canada went through the same exact process. So, I mean, yeah, very familiar. Also, someone asked me real quick to define – The Bouvier's Law Dictionary definition of country, which is actually also very interesting, because by country, it is meant that the state of which one is a member. So every man's country is in general the state in which he happens to have been born, though there are some exceptions. But a man has the natural right to expatriate himself, to abandon his country or his right of citizenship acquired by means of naturalization in any country in which he may have taken up residence. Expatriation, in another sense, country is the same as another word which I don't know how to say. But basically, there's expatriation is in U.S. code. You can go and you can find it. You can actually follow that. But I don't recommend that because that's the legal process and you're still kind of binding yourself legally. Bert in Colorado just sent a couple of letters and said, I'm done with you.
Well, you know, I'd like to get back to this Act of 1871 just briefly here, because this act officially changed the wording from the Constitution for the United States of America to the Constitution of the United States of America.
Yes.
And also why all capital letters are used at the same in the name instead of the upper and lower case letters, which it normally would be. They claim that this Act of 1871 also abolished the original constitutional government, created legal fiction that became financially indebted to the and controlled by the international banksters.
Yeah, well, you know, when you say the international banksters, you're really talking about the Crown Colony, the Crown Temple. So instead of saying bankers, I kind of wish people would actually refer to the Crown, because that's the City of London, or even further to the Vatican, the Treaty of Paris, or excuse me, the Treaty of Peace. But again, oh, I hear the music.
Yes, we've run out of time. And not run out of information.
I know. Let's just keep going. Just
okay,
don't tell me.
Let's just keep going.
Well, I appreciate you having me back. I'm sorry that I didn't get to talk about that, actually.
Oh, well, let's arrange to have you back real soon.
Absolutely. And thanks, everybody. Please read this thing. I spent so much time on it. I hate to go to waste. Spread it out. Just, you know, recopy it. There's no copyright on it. No permission needed.
All righty. Thanks, Clint. Thanks, callers. Bye-bye. Talk to you tomorrow.